unsolved. As time goes by, we find there are mysteries which take place which we don't seem to have an answer to. Sometimes we don't even understand why they took place. These mysteries probably first started when humans began to populate the Earth and have continued to this day. Some have to do with the properties of things which were invented and the inventions themselves. Sometimes they have to do with some act which we can't get an answer to. Other times they may have to do with stories which tell us things we may not be able to disprove, but also may not be able to prove. Then, sometimes they could even do with strange creatures which have been reported. One incredible mystery is the one which took place in what is today Russia, but was formerly the Soviet Union at the time. It is known as the Dyatlov Pass incident. The story is so mysterious, it has to be at or near the top of the list of mysterious events. 9 people decided to go up to the Ural Mountains in 1959. They were said to be experienced at this sort of thing and were led by Igor Dyatlov of the Ural Polytechnical Institute. At some point they established their camp. During that night something so terrible happened to them. They ran from the camp without dressing for the weather. Obviously, something terrible scared them. All 9 were found and 6 were found dead from the cold. The other 3 bodies exhibited some unusual causes of death. 2 of them had so much pressure applied to their chests they were crushed to death, and the 3rd had his skull smashed. When the results of the investigation came out, no reason for the deaths could be found and there were no clues who or what crushed the 2 or killed the 3rd member of the group. Structural mysteries exist all over the world and cover thousands of years. How did the ancients move stones which weighed up to 2,000 tons? This is one of the greatest mysteries of our time, and something we still can't do today for the biggest ones. We find these large stones in ancient structures throughout history and even in very early history in dolmens, which were early graves with a huge heavy stone weighing several tons placed on top to create a roof. We can't figure out how man did this, but we know however it was accomplished, we lost the knowledge. There is another mystery connected to this which seems to show one person still had that knowledge, and it was the person who single-handedly built the Coral Castle in Florida out of coral rock weighing up to 60 tons each, and he had no machinery. To even make things more mysterious, he moved the entire structure by himself in one night before he died, and when he did die left no indication of how he did it. When archaeologists realized what they had stored in a museum basement for decades, they were astounded. A mechanical computer from ancient Greece was hiding under all the corrosion which had settled on it before it was removed from an ancient shipwreck. It defied our understanding of how far the ancient Greeks had gotten in technological development. While believing it was made by ancient Greeks, the only proof we have is the fact it was on an ancient Greek ship. But it could have been cargo coming from somewhere else. The machine had beautiful cut gears which were more than 1,000 years ahead of their time, and it could even predict lunar eclipses among other things. We have many modern mysteries today, and it seems you will always find some that have to do with murder. One of the greatest mysteries had to do with President Kennedy's death. Some say there had to be other shooters besides Lee Harvey Oswald, because to make a shot that accurate, using the cheap weapon he had and the distance to the moving car would have been impossible. But we have many mysteries about who killed people. Another has to do with Princess Diana and the question of was she really murdered? Many believe the car accident which killed her was no accident at all. What about who killed Jimmy Hoffa? We have been digging for his final resting place for years without success. We know he disappeared never to be seen again. It seems like every once in a while, someone says they know he was killed and where he was disposed of. Today one of the greatest mysteries is where are all the UFOs coming from which seem to be visiting the Earth? It has gotten to the point where more than half of our population believe in them, and it seems the news media and the government are pushing the fact they are being seen everywhere. The big question is, are they ours or theirs? If they are theirs, who are they aliens or us from the future? Another ancient mystery has to do with electricity. We have found ancient batteries, known as the Baghdad batteries. The Baghdad batteries are said to be about 2,000 years old. This presents another question: what could they possibly be used for? There are a lot of theories, but just guesses. Some think maybe for healing, others for plating, but we really do not know. One mystery which seems to be with us and is going nowhere is the mystery of crop circles. If we ask who created them, we can say some humans created some of the crude ones as a hoax, but there is a problem, and it is there are many which defy explanation because the stalks are bent over, not broken, and they are also mutated. Some huge ones have appeared overnight, and there are witnesses who claim they saw a UFO creating them. Then there is a problem with some, which is when one walks into the center of the circle, it affects their bodies in strange ways. I guess for my last mystery I will have to mention one mystery which seems to have followed us for thousands of years, and that mystery is: where is Atlantis? Of all the so-called missing cities or countries from history, this has to be the most famous, and the funny part of all this is we really do not know if it ever existed. There is really no evidence, just a dialogue conducted in an ancient Greek play of sorts which was written by Plato, and yet hundreds of expeditions have been conducted over that time looking for it. I can't help but ask the question, why?